Hi, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and this is my Audioboo audio blog on Wednesday, the 6th of July, 2011. And how the hell did it get to July already? I'm doing a walking blog. I hope there's not too much background noise. I'm just giving this a go. The idea being that I want to celebrate that I've actually finished my pedometer experiment. And I went along, had all the kind of measurements and everything done. And I'd actually lost some of my percentage body fat, and that was I was really impressed with that, because I hadn't done that much more walking, really, maybe a couple of thousand extra steps a day. Just wait for a big dustbin lorry to go past there. Yeah, so anyway, I have been walking a little bit more. I've been walking to meetings. That's what I'm doing now. It's a lovely campus, very leafy, lots of trees, lots of flowers and shrubs and things. So it's actually quite a nice place to walk, as long as it's not tipping it down with rain. Anyway, I think I shall leave that there for now. So yeah, I'll actually continue now, because I was interrupted by various large machinery coming past. There's not many students around at the moment, but there's a lot of work going on, building work and stuff, and sort of general maintenance and things happening. And I'm kind of going the back route because I thought it'd be quieter, but I was wrong. Anyway, a couple of extra things. First of all, I've been in this job 2 years now, and I'm feeling quite pleased with, you know, how I'm doing and sort of improvements that have been made to the building and stuff. And had a good appraisal recently. Went to an annual conference, and you know, just it's nice to feel, yeah, I've done 2 years, I'm kind of bedding down, hitting my stride to carry on the sort of walking theme. I don't know, I'm really, really, really excited about my new blog. That's one reason why I haven't been on here very much recently. It's because I've been kind of plotting and starting to write stuff for my blog and discovering this whole world of bloggers out there and interesting blogs and reading stuff, and you know, what with listening to what people say on Audioboo and reading what people say on their blogs. I've not had much chance to do my own Audioboo, so apologies for that. Perhaps I should use one of these to-do list apps that I know various people have been talking about, particularly SM2N. I do use Evernote, but I guess I don't use it particularly well. I just use it for the stuff that, you know, is kind of routine, that I do once a month or on a sort of regular pattern. And then it's worth faffing around with it, because, you know, you don't really want to have to sort of do that faffing around for just something you're going to do sort of this afternoon or whatever. It's for those things you've got to remember to do in 3 weeks' time, and then another month after that, and all the rest of it, that I think it's worth faffing around with. Oh, it's Remember the Milk I use, isn't it? Evernote I use for kind of storing stuff and what have you. But, you know, I can't say I make best use out of either of them. They're quite fun, and what I do use them for, I wouldn't I'd have to find another way of doing the things that I do with them. But and I hate the Microsoft Outlook to do. I just think it's so bloated, and I really miss my old Palm. That used to be really good. I used to know what I was doing there, but as it is, I've, for little things that I need to remember to do this afternoon or tomorrow or whatever, that I'm just going to do once, I tend to just use a little notepad, actually, and write it down and tick it off when it's done. That's the easiest way. But I do use Remember the Milk for the kind of regular stuff, because I think that that's when it comes into its own. And, you know, I guess, yeah, it doesn't chase you for things, but I guess it works with the way that I use it. Anyway, that's all I have to say, so I shall speak to you again soon. Bye.